Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
Hey, folks, I hope you're all doing great, that you're sheltering in place and that you're all healthy. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and we were talking about the obesity revolution and how similar the current pandemic is to obesity. Now, just understand this, that I'm not trying and we're not trying to lessen what is happening all over the world. And I know people are getting sick, some are dying, and some are getting well. And this is not, you know, meant to minimize their experience. So just hear us out about this, about the social isolation and what obesity have in common. And, you know, especially now during this time, you'll understand. And I sort of, you know, Brandon and I sort of want to bring it home to you and sort of give you a bird's eye view of what it's like. So welcome to the Obesity Revolution. I am Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
Well, Brandon, you know, social isolation right now that we're going through and obesity have a lot of similarities. And I sort of want to discuss that. So think about that. You know, it's like everybody's on lockdown. What's your thoughts on that as we get into this?
Well, we can shine a little light into, you know, as you know, I came to find out as I started working with individuals is a good portion of the population that is obese actually doesn't even leave their house. Now, we don't even realize that being out and about because we don't see it. So if we don't see it, we're not thinking about it. But there's actually a lot of people that are homebound or choose to be homebound that aren't getting out, who are suffering from major anxiety and depression because they're not getting out. So, you know, us being quarantined and not being able to do the regular routine that the majority of us would be doing shines a little light on maybe a little bit of issues that an individual struggling with obesity may be going through.
What has it done to you? Because, you know, you're, you know, on the go, you know, every single, you know, day, minute of the day. How has it made you feel, Brandon? I mean, like, I think of you a lot about that.
Yeah. I really got to recalibrate each day. You know, I'm used to going from waking up early morning, going to late evening and moving and working and being with clients all the way in between. And I enjoy that. But right now I'm just trying to focus each morning on taking advantage of what's in front of me and what the advantage of that is. You know, I got a little going on 2-year-old girl that I don't get to spend a whole lot or as much time with as I would like, being that I'm working and running the gym and trying to progress things and stuff like that. So I'm actually just getting to dial it back and get a lot of family time, but I'm making sure that I move every day. That's the big thing. There's been one or 2 days where I don't get my workout in or run. And I, you know, I don't have a whole gym set up at home, but I got enough to get some things done. So when I get that 30 to 45 minutes in, I feel much better. The earlier I get that in, the better I feel. So I have found that I've kind of got to find some kind of little routine to get into. And as long as I get my checklist done, I'm going to feel good for that day.
Mm. Well, speaking of your, that's good. Been speaking of your 2-year-old, you had a picture that you posted of your 2-year-old doing a plank with you.
And,
She does a better plank than you, brother. I mean,
yes, she does.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. You're training an Olympic athlete in her. I mean, seriously, Brandon. I mean, you have her, you know, doing, especially like, you know, she'll do the up and downs and stuff like that at the gym and stuff and seeing her, you know, but yeah, that's pretty amazing. So you were raising a gymnast and a, you know, world athlete. So bravo to you.
Ooh, and we'll see.
She does a better plank than you. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but
no, she does. She does.
Your plank was pretty, you know, anemic, compared to hers. But anyways, I just wanted to shout that out. She's awesome. So think about this, you know, Brandon, and everybody that's listening. You know, due to the specific set of circumstances, we're all being limited in our activities, like you said, which is very good. You know, you got to recalibrate. Now, it's out of necessity, and, you know, we're in social distance and quarantine mindset, and we've been isolating out of necessity, and all of this is. I mean, I agree with it. I mean, just stay home, you know, that it's not going to, you know, last forever. But see, we've been limited everything we do and everywhere we go, and our world has gotten a lot smaller. And that's what I want to bring out, is that that's what, you know, people, and Brandon talked about it. Whenever we first started working out, he, you know, didn't realize, you know, how big of, and a lot of people don't, because they don't see people of the percentage of people that are stuck at home. And I think this is really in, you know, understanding the, you know, the times that we're in right now. This is what we go through. I mean, and I've talked to a lot of people this week that, you know, are part of our program, and even outside of that, people struggling with obesity. And man, it's like some of them have, you know, lost their weight. And what they have said is it's like they feel like that they're going through it all over again. And it feels like that, man, they're down. They have anxiety, you know, they have depression, you know, they're going, you know, to comfort food. And, you know, it's just a sad, sad thing that what the world's going through. But this is sort of, you know, an everyday occurrence. And the only way for people that are struggling with obesity to come out of it is that they need to be reached out to and helped and guided if they want it. But it's on you. If you're struggling with your weight and you're struggling with morbid obesity, you can't get help unless you want help. And nobody can do this for you. And, you know, Brandon, it's, you know, I, you know, this has brought back a lot of memories, you know, for me too, is just sitting there. But I think everybody right now is in that state. And man, there is a solution though, Brandon, am I correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can still take action now. Yeah. It's going to shine a little light, mm-hmm. On what somebody may be doing who is stuck at home. But we've also got to face the fact that we can't let whatever's going on stop what we want to get to. Yeah, there's going to be circumstances, but we've got to recalibrate and renegotiate to ourselves. If there's something we want, there's a guy I listen to a little bit of stuff. He's a little bit crazy, extreme, over the top. If you ever heard him, David Goggins, a Marine guy. But he has this saying that I really, really like. You know, they ask him if he trains with music, and he says no. And a lot of people, there's no way they could ever go through a workout without music. And going through a workout without music is different. You hear yourself breathing. There's not an upbeat to it. It's just kind of dead. And he goes, what do you do when the music stops? And I was like, man, that couldn't be more true right now. The music has stopped. So what do you do? You know, the routine has stopped. Well, we can't stop. So we need to find whatever it is that we're going to be able to do through this time. So, you know, you may not have access to the gym, but you can sit there and you know how to do 100 burpees off the couch. Is it fun? No. Does it work? Yeah. You know, so don't give yourself that excuse out. Figure out how to get it done. And you'll feel if you can get through a time like this and succeed through this, then when society opens back up and we can get back close to routine, then we're really going to crush it. You know,
that's good.
So this may be a time to sharpen your axe, you know, refresh, recalibrate, plan, you know, and sit there and be ready for when things swing back open to be full tilt. We can get the success now, you know.
That's a lot of truth that you said there. You know, what are you going to do when the music stops? Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now the music has stopped, you know, for society. And, you know, it's not about, you know, doing, it's easy to do it when everything is, you know, rah, 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 you know, it's all, you know, everything is going your way. But when things stop, you know, going during that time, is that's where true character is measured. And I appreciate that's a great statement that you just said. I mean, that's a great saying, and you know, that's good. But you know, Brandon, you know what I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm always excited whenever we get, you know, reviews, and especially the 5-star reviews that, you know, people are listening to us. I mean, you know, yes. I'm excited. How about you? I mean, I don't know Absolutely. About you, but it's like, I am so honored that, you know, people even listen to what we have to say, and people are looking for answers. So here's another 5-star review.
Another 5-star review. Love it. Great podcast. Fun to listen to. Very informative.
Well, thank you for that wonderful review. Thank you for every kind word that people say, you know, for Brandon and I, and for the Obesity Revolution. And we'd like you to leave a review. We'd like you to listen to our podcast. You say, well, you know, I just stumbled across it, but go to theobesityrevolution.com and you can listen to all the episodes there on your favorite platform. And you can also write us a wonderful review, what you think about us. So listen, subscribe, and give us a great review. And we thank you for it. And if this is what we're doing, is helping you, you know, and doing something for you and sort of lighting the fire under you and encouraging you and getting you and helping you along your weight loss journey, tell other people, tell your friends, you know, spread the word, because, you know, word of mouth is the best advertising. And we want to help people that are hiding, you know, in the shadows of obesity, but we want to help everybody, but especially that, you know, the demographic of people that have no hope. So share it, please, please, please share away, and be kind to share it with somebody that you know might be struggling, or if they're not struggling, help them out. So anyways, we're getting back into this. So think about this too. A person, you know, Brandon, who is obese, okay, I know this all too well. I mean, it's an uncomfortable thing, and it's sort of, you know, brings back, you know, thoughts and patterns where I was before. But, you know, due to specific set, you know, of circumstances, you know, whether, you know, childhood abuse, trauma, emotional torture, you know, is limited, you know, in their activities. Okay. And we limit everything we do, everywhere we go, out of necessity. Our worlds, you know, are smaller than they should be, you know, and we are isolated. We're constantly in social distancing mindset. And because not many people want to get close to us. And by the way, have you noticed what happens to folks right now, you know, after they're being in isolation for a month? They're impatient, they're grumpy, they're depressed, they're frustrated, they're in despair, they're full of worry, and they're going stir crazy, Brandon. Think about that. So bring that to what you think about, you know, here's a person's circumstances. We're in this. What is somebody that is in that situation right now, not just, you know, people that are obese, but everybody, what's your thoughts as somebody that's a coach, you know, a trainer, and trying to help people train their minds?
Man, you got to just sit there and, you know, keep intact with your clientele base, I guess, or if you've got somebody that you go to, like a trainer or an advisor or whatever it may be, you know, just kind of staying in contact is going to be a big one. Again, for people that really haven't been isolated before, it may open the eyes for maybe individuals in your family or that you know of that you just don't understand or get why they stay isolated due to their weight. And then also it sheds a little light for hopefully individuals listening to this who maybe are isolated and do struggle with that anxiety or that fear to get out, to maybe try to branch out a little bit more, because you can sit there and you can have the anxiety of leaving the house, or you can sit there and battle with the anxiety and depression for not leaving the house. So if I'm going to sit there and fight through an anxiety, I'm going to choose the one that I'm going to go through and let one just happen to me. And then usually you'll see the one you choose to go through turns out not typically being as bad as you thought it would be. You know, so sometimes if you can have control of it a little bit more, or feel like you are shifting it or doing it yourself, that's going to give you a little more confidence and you're going to feel a little bit better.
That's good. You need to listen to that over and over, everybody that's listening. I mean, I need that. I mean, it's like if you're doing that and going outside, you know, of your comfort zone, which, you know, at the end, I want to talk about, you know, a list that I came up with during this time. And of course, I do a morning routine that Brandon put me on whenever we started. Of course, you know, drinking my water, you know, taking my vitamins doing that and doing work, like getting my heart rate up, you know, before, you know, I even eat. And it's like, you know, the routine has just been thrown out the window. I mean, you don't, now it's like, you know, you wake up, it's like, I want to, you know, get a clock, Brandon, and not have numbers on it, but have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, and it's like, mm-hmm. That's what I feel like. I mean, you don't know what day it is. I mean, what's today? I mean, like, what's it matter? I mean, you're like thinking about that, you know, kids aren't in school. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. But, you know, the coronavirus and the, you know, the social isolation has an anticipated conclusion. Okay, Brandon, you know, and it's not exact, but we know it won't last forever and that it gives everyone hope that they'll be able to be free again one day very soon. And that gives everybody hope. But obesity doesn't offer any kind of hope, especially those that are hiding, that don't come out, that don't. They're there. I mean, that's what they're stuck. They're, you know, we've talked that we have people in our program, you know, and I'm thinking of Steve Aker, you know, he said, I was just going to die in my home. And that's mm-hmm. how we felt. And, you know, we've been stuck in isolation for so long that we don't even dare to anticipate that kind of freedom. Yeah. And it's just sad. And everybody that's listened to this, and that's why we have a podcast, to reach you that aren't able to get out, to get you to where we can't motivate you. Brandon says it all the time. We can't do this for you, but we can inspire you, Brandon. And that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. And for those individuals who may be listening to this, if you're listening to this, you're already taking one step towards trying to figure out how to lose weight or how to break your isolation, your anxiety, your depression, whatever that is. But again, you've got to break those chains and you've got to fight for your freedom. And if you decide you want to do that, then you'll do it. It may take a little bit of time. It may take longer than you thought. But if you're willing not to give up and keep fighting through, just like Steve, Sean here, Stella, the handful of individuals that come Melissa, into the gym who couldn't drive to the gym or couldn't leave the house at first, who started doing some stuff that now they've got full-fledged freedom. And because they feel that, I guarantee you they won't be going back. And you can do the same thing.
That's good, Brandon. I mean, that freedom is that getting out of that they thought they couldn't do it, which Brandon will tell you, it's all about the mind, Brandon. If our minds aren't, you know, locked in, then everything else is going to go defunct. Even that's why that we people that are in isolation right now, as far as, you know, obesity, you know, your mind, you're talking to yourself, you're watching things that you shouldn't, it's time to turn things down and then say, hey, I'm done being complacent and saying and feeling sorry for myself. And, you know, you should be your hero, not your victim, but you should be your hero and say, I'm going to rise up and get out of this muck in the mire and take that first step. And Brandon said it, that's good that you said this. You listening to this, you're taking that first step. And I kudos to you. And, you know, if we can do it and, you know, with the help of Brandon, then you can do it. And don't let anybody ever say that you can't, because when you say you can't, you're saying I won't. And I can't is kin to I won't. And don't say I can't, say I can. Find out not what you can't do, but what you can do. You know, I felt like one of the presidents, the only thing, you know, to ask what you can do for your, you know what I'm talking about, Brandon? I just felt like it. But I was like, man, that's so, it sounded like, ask not what you can do for your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. But, you know, ask not what obesity can do for you, but what you can do for obesity. But, You know, Brandon, it's that daily basis, that daily, you know, doing the mindset. Speak to the mind right now, Brandon, on, you know, we talk about this all the time, but it's a mind game.
It absolutely is. And what I want to stress on, I just feel like right now, is don't let outside factors or people get in your way. So people may say to you, you may be doing well and it's been 2-3 weeks and they're like, you know, are you ever going to lose the weight, or have you even lost any weight since you started this, or whatever it may be that you may want to curl up and sit there and quit. But you can't. And that's the hard part, because there's going to be times where you're going to have a bad day or not do everything you want to, and you don't just throw in the towel then. You recalibrate, wipe the slate clean, and then you're back at it. So if you decide to take the initiative to start this process and this journey, barrel down and go through it, and you can do it. We've got the support group here to help you do it.
We do. That's what the obesityrevolution.com is all about. That's what the program's for. That's what Brandon, you know, espouses. And we're here to help you. And you need to just reach out and take that next step. But, you know, on a daily basis, we're avoided by people. Nobody wants to get close to us. And this is before the virus hit. You know, Brandon, a tiger, you know, they pace in their cage while they slowly accept their new world, and that's how they cope. And there's just, you know, morbidly obese people always accept their small world, and it's easy to do that because that's how we cope with this, you know, a monstrosity of obesity, and say, you know, this is just, you know, it's not easy. And now I just want to say, this is a great opportunity for you to see and experience just a fraction of what it's like to live with obesity. That's what everybody that listens to our show that never struggled with obesity, you know, the trainers, the doctors, anybody, the professionals that say, man, how would you let yourself get there? Well, this isolation is just a fraction of what we go through, Brandon.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart.
Yeah, but, you know, you want to stress to everybody that, remember, especially the ones going through it, you do have the freedom and the choice to get out of it and start making those changes. If you decide you want to do that, and you can do that, and you won't return once you decide to do that.
Well, that's so true, Brandon. It is your choice. You know, it is, you know, up to you. And I can't do it for you. I wish I could. And, you know, and Brandon, you know, can't do it for us. And nobody, you know, your mother that, you know, tries to tell you to lose, you know, weight, and encourage your father, your brother, sister, friend, whoever it is. I mean, some are, you know, are mean about it. And that's what I want you to understand, too. You that have never struggled with obesity, you don't understand. So don't inundate them with to people. It's got to be in their time. And that's what I'm thankful for my wife, Jess, that, you know, she never did that. She always supported me, encouraged me, and it clicked in. And so, a previous time, Brandon, you have said is that, well, that's good that he was looking for, you know, all these other diets and stuff like that, because I wanted to. An obese person wants to lose weight worse than anybody else wants to. And, you know, the general population is bound by the laws of the government that has limited, you know, our mobility to hopefully stop the virus. And right now, morbidly obese people are bound by the law of nature. And there is no end in the near future. No end. And unless, listen to this, unless we can get the doctors to pay attention to what our needs are, that they will finally address the enormity of what we are dealing with. And unless the health and fitness industry start paying attention to what our needs are, like a Brandon Glore that has helped us and guided us and didn't understand it, but he was willing to take the bull by the horns, there's hope. And that's what I say Brandon is a hope dealer. Man, thank you, Brandon, for everything you do for me. I mean, you know, my life's changed. Hundreds of others, thousands of people's lives are changed as a result of you putting in to us and giving us that hope that we need.
Yeah, you're welcome. And for those out there listening, guys, if you want hope, go get it. Sean took the initiative. He'd been turned down a bunch of times until he finally found something that started to work and somebody trying to figure out. So that's out there. There is hope. You've just got to make the difference for it. You've got to make the demand. You've got to make the calling for it. So get after it and get it done. And when things open back up, we'll be rolling full steam ahead.
That's good. The gym, of course, the gyms are closed, but that's why we're in this time that we have a home, you know, program that you can watch Brandon on, you know, video work us out. And, you know, even a lot of our tour core members and a lot of our VIP members are using them, and they're staying active, because with this, you know, the Obesity Revolution program is that you can't get a gym or trainer. So we're bringing the gym and trainer to you. And it's just a beautiful thing that, you know, we would have, you know, Brandon and I never dreamt in a million years that we would be, you know, where we're at and being able to help so many people and come up with a program that is just, you know, I can't say it enough. I mean, it's everything I wish I would have had. And then some. But, you know, Brandon, I told you my routine, you helped me with back in the day, and I still do that. But I came up with sort of an isolation well-being list, okay, for, you know, this time that I make sure that I do this, even though I can't do things in a normal fashion. But I just want to share that real quick, and then we'll come to close. But, you know, number one, you know, take a shower. You know, we say, I'm not going anywhere. No. It's just something about that whenever you take that shower or that bath, it just puts you in that right state that you're clean. You know what I'm saying? It may be you that are morbidly obese. You can't do that. But, you know, now because of your mobility, but there's ways, you know, reach out to us. I've shared with people how they can, you know, bathe properly and take care of themselves hygienically. So I do that. You know, take your vitamins. You know, if you're on medication, make sure you do that. You know, do first things first. You know, drink water. That's what I do, you know, every day. I drink my water at least a gallon a day. You know, clean one thing that, you know, well, I can't move. I'm not, you know, but clean something wherever you're sitting, clean it. I know some of you have tables by yourselves. And what I want you to do is I want you to clean that space, you know, make sure, you know, where your bed's at, you know, make sure you clean up, you know, if you can't pick stuff off the floor, you know, do whatever. There's ways that you can do that. There's grippers that they have extensions that you can reach down to. Clean one thing or one space every day. And also tend to something that is, you know, going to keep you occupied, that's going to, you know, keep you, that's living, that has life, that, you know, is outside of the TV or outside of the computer. You know, do something, you know what I mean? Go, you know, sit, get a chair and sit outside. Because you haven't been out there. I don't care. Do something and start getting into that mindset. And be mindfully present to a sound or a song, you know, a sensory feeling, something you see. You know, I always look at the birds, you know, whenever, you know, out there outside my bedroom, you know, window, you know, I'm looking at the grass. We got our girls a swing set, you know what I mean? Watching them, you know, swing and saying, man, I won't go on the swing set though, just so you know, I won't do that. I mean, I don't think it will hold me. I was going to try it, but I won't. But, you know, a spiritual practice, you know, I pray, you know what I mean? I read the word of God. I mean, that's me. You know, I do that. I keep my mind, try to get away and just, you know, stop my mind and meditate the best I can. You know, reach out to somebody, a human outside your home. Reach out to me. You know, please. I mean, I would love to talk to you. You know, do one thing to get your heart rate up. You know, that's all just one thing. You know, you don't have to exercise. But if you're not moving, you can get your heart rate up just by moving your arms or your legs. Do one thing you'll be glad you did later. I don't care whether it's, you know, write a note to somebody, something that you can do where you're at. Lift while you're standing. Do one thing you'll be glad you did, and do one thing just because you want to. And just listen, that's it's like, hey, I'm going to stand up, you know, I'm going to stand up for 30 seconds or 1 minute. Do something that you, man, I'm glad I did that. And get in at least one good laugh a day. I'm talking about a belly laugh. I'm talking about, you know, watching as this, did you ever, hey, Brent, let me tell you a joke real quick and we'll end, okay? Can I do that? Is that, you mind?
Here we go. All right.
Okay. Listen. do you know what the difference between the people in Dubai and Yabby Dabby is?
Nicole told me this one the other day, and she was laughing so hard she could barely talk. Go ahead. No, I don't, Sean.
Okay. Well, the people in Dubai don't like the Flintstones. But the people in Yabby Dabby do.
Yeah, Nicole was laughing so hard she could barely tell me that.
That's just so awesome, dude. Oh man, Brenda's like, okay, I heard it already. Well, I mean, every time I hear that, and you know what? Laughter is the best medicine. I don't care what anybody says. Laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself seriously. And it is such a dad joke. I mean, it really, really is. I mean, it's a kid joke, you know, but get a good laugh in, Brandon. And, you know, Brandon, what's your final thought to everybody, a final, you know, maybe challenge? What are you thinking?
You know, my big thing is, you know, I think you really got the opportunity to sit here and recalibrate and maybe learn something about your health and well-being as we're in the slower time, to buckle down and create some habits. So then that way we can start making progress now. So then when things get back to normal, we're really set up to be launched full tilt. You know, I think this is an opportunity, you know, granted everything that's going on, but you can make this an opportunity, to help you if you want to.
Wow. That's good. And go to theobesityrevolution.com. We'll help you through this time. And this is the similarities of the social isolation and obesity. And you that are right now that don't struggle with your weight, just imagine that's what we go through and have gone through for a long time, for years. And we talked to so many people that have done that. But you know what? On behalf of the Obesity Revolution, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore.
Stay healthy.
We love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.